Michigan is all about water. Aside from touching four of the five Great Lakes, our state has some 300 rivers. A handful of them help generate power through 13 hydroelectric plants. A Michigan State University team is using a $6.2 million federal grant to study more environmentally efficient ways to produce hydropower. They believe their work overseas could provide lessons for improving American waterways. There's about 75,000 dams in the United States. Most of the giants like Hoover and Grand Coulee were built in the 1930s and 40s when American factories needed wattage and American folks needed work. But in the 21st century, hydroelectricity is in decline. Far more dams are being removed every year than are being built. Dr. Emilio Moran is a Hanna Distinguished Professor in the Michigan State University Department of Geology. He says the social and environmental cost of dams is just getting too high.
The dams remove nutrients that normally would flow down river, and so there's less food for the fish. And there's usually a huge amount of impact on communities near dams, which are impacted by the construction, by the change in the fishery, and they tend to suffer enormous consequences.
But in many other parts of the world, dams are big business. Moran and his team are studying hydroelectric generation on the Amazon, arguably the world's largest river system. He believes there's a better way to harness the power of water.
What we are proposing is to look at new ways to produce hydropower that do not involve big dams, that may involve in-water turbines that would float in the river, attached but free-floating, and that would generate considerable power so that you can have the power without impeding the flow of nutrients and fish in the river, without having these large construction projects that impact communities, and that generates power for local communities at a price that gives them energy independence.
Michigan has about 2,500 dams. Two of them are in Lansing.
The Brinke Fish Ladder in Old Town Lansing is a popular attraction. It was built about 35 years ago to help spawning fish get around the North Lansing Dam. The Morris Park Dam is a couple of miles upstream from here. Neither one of them generates hydroelectric power anymore. But Dr. Moran believes the environmental lessons that he and his team could learn from redesigning hydropower on much larger river systems abroad might one day be applied here in the United States.
I do intend, in fact, because of this project, to start looking at Michigan and Midwestern dams, because I think we want to make sure our work is relevant in the U.S. I think, in general, the regulations in the past have been better enforced in the U.S. so that the probability of having this really bad social impact has been less than overseas, in China, Vietnam, in the Mekong Delta and River, in the Amazon, the Congo. These are places which are way out there where the arm of the government doesn't reach very well and protect people. So I think maybe the impacts here have not been as severe, but the environmental costs are equally severe.
In Brazil, dam construction is moving full speed ahead. When finished, the Belo Monte Dam will be the fourth largest hydroelectric station on Earth. Moran feels the time is right for Brazil to consider free-floating turbines. And Moran says there's another benefit to dam removal. In most cases, the sediment that builds up behind dams makes an excellent fertilizer. And that, he says, could spur agriculture overseas and at home.
If we can figure out a way to technically move the sediment that builds up out from behind the dam and onto agricultural fields, this could enrich farming in Michigan, in the Midwest, and around the world with this approach.
Moran says free-floating turbines could prove more adaptable than dams and could be built to any specification. He says even a 1-megawatt turbine strategically placed in an American river could generate enough electricity to power 250 homes. For WKAR, I'm Kevin Lavery.